So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cites a brayso in which there is a machlokes regarding kachi akum, the karbanos that a non-Jew brings to the Beis HaMikdash, whether they have the same halachas as kachi Yisrael, for example, whether they can accomplish tumura. The Gemara first elaborates on the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds kachi akum have different halachas than kachi Yisrael as follows. B'kachim is be'ach loy nenin v'loy moylan. One may not benefit from the non-Jew's karban midrabanan. However, if he does benefit, there is no me'ila, because there is a gzereshava me'ila to truma through the word chet. The pasuk of me'ila states, nefesh kisimul mal b'chet b'shkogah mikadshe Hashem. And the pasuk of truma states, v'lei sisu lov chet, b'harimchem eschel b'mimeno. And concludes with, v'ez kadshe b'nei Yisrael, le'isachal b'leisimusu. The words b'nei Yisrael exclude b'lei avdi kachavim. Truma does not apply to a non-Jew's produce, and likewise me'ila does not apply to a non-Jew's carpet. However, Shimon does agree that if one benefits from an item that a non-Jew consecrated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, there is me'ila, because kiga mina me'ila mitruma dumi the truma de kadosh kedushas aguf. Only hektish items such as karbanis that are like truma and that both have an internal kedusha which is non-redeemable were excluded from me'ila. Of a kedushas betik abayis, the kedushas damim loy. Other hektish items that merely have an external kedusha which is redeemable were not excluded from me'ila. Shimon continues, Ein chayavin alein mishum pigol neiser v'tamei. If the kachi akum became pigol neiser v'tamei, one who eats from the meat of the carbon does not get karas, because the pasuk of Tumah states, v'yinazrim b'kachi b'nei Yisrael, v'lei chal v'ashem kachi. The words b'nei Yisrael exclude v'lei avdi kachavim. Tumah does not apply to kachi akum. And there are two gezeirah shavas that pigol v'neiser also do not apply to kachi akum as follows. Chilu chil. There's a gezeirah shav from Tumah to neiser through the word chil. Pasuk of Tumah states, "V'inazim kachim bnei Yisrael b'leichal l'shem kachi," and the pasuk of Neisa states, "Va'ichla v'avayne Yisa ki as kodesh Hashem echil." Oven, oven. And then there's a second gzeir shabbat through the word oven from Neisa to Pigel. The pasuk of Neisa states, "Va'ichla v'avayne Yisa ki as kodesh Hashem echil," and the pasuk of Pigel states, "V'nefesh echilis mimena avayne tisa." Therefore, regarding all three, Pigel Neisa v'tame bnei Yisrael v'lo ibdi kachav. V'ein oisin tamura. One cannot transfer the Kedusha from Kachi Akam onto a chul in the animal, either because the parasha of Tamur is preceded by the pasuk of Dabel B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael v'lo evdi kachavim, or because the pasuk of Ma'isa Behema states V'hayu hu smarasi yekodesh. The pasuk makes a hekesh, comparing Tamur to Ma'isa Behema, and then Ma'isa Behema to Ma'isa Dagan, where the pasuk states Ki eisas eis ma'isir B'nei Yisrael asherimu l'Hashem, B'nei Yisrael v'lo evdi kachavim. They may be in the sachem, of a karbanai ton nesachem. A non-Jew cannot bring voluntary nesachim without a carbon. However, a non-Jew's carbon does require nesachim, because the pasuk of nesachim states, "Kol ezach yaseh kachav v'gaimer." Ezach may be nesachim, may not be kachav, may be nesachim. The word ezach implies only a native, a Yisrael, brings nesachim on his own, but not a non-Jew. However, the word kachav teaches, "I lost a tune in nesachim." A non-Jew's carbon oila does require nesachim. Div Reb Shimon. This is all the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Yesi says, "Roya ani bekulan lahachmer." Kachi Akam are like Kachi Yisrael regarding all matters, because the source for Kachi Akam is in the Pasuk Ish Ish Mebeis Yisrael Ashi Yikrivu Lashem Oila. The repeated words Ish Ish teach L'Rabbis Asa Akam Shenoidrim V'Nedar V'Nedavis Ki Yisrael. A non-Jew can bring a voluntary carbon such as a carbon oil in the Beis HaMikdash. And the word Lashem teaches that Kachi Akam Heim B'Chlal Kachi Hashem. A non-Jew's carbon has the same Kedusha and Halachas as a Jew's carbon. The Gemara proceeds with a new topic related to Temura. Yehuda Merav says, "Kol leisa seisha b'teira asa b'maisa chayim, leisa b'maisa pata." One is liable for malchus lashes only for a negative commandment that he committed with an action, but one is not liable for malchus for a lav he committed without an action. I think Gemara asks that our Mishnah rules regarding tamur b'sefik is arba. One who verbally made a tamur does get malchus, even though there was no action. The Gemara offers two possible answers. Either the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of lav shem b'maisa loikin lav, one gets malchus even for a lav that he committed without an action. Or, as Rabbi Yechon explains, Temura is considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa, for which one gets malchus because dibidiburi asa maisa. His words accomplish an action, as Rashi explains, she'isa mechulin kachim. The chulin animal was thereby changed into a carbon. As Rabbi Yechon Shimon basically says, kol loisa seyesh b'teiru asa b'maisa loika, loisa b'maisa pater, chutz menishba umeimer makal chaver b'shem, afa bishla asa maisa chayef. One is punished with malchus only for a negative commandment that he committed with an action, but not for one without an action. Aside from the following three exceptions, Nishba, one who swears falsely or in vain, Umeimer, one who verbally transferred the Kedusha from his carbon to a Behemoth's chulun, Umekal, Chaver B'Shem, one who curses another person with Hashem's name. In these three cases, Af Pi Shelo Asa Ma'aseh Chayiv, even though he transgressed with no action, he does get Malkus. And the Braisa adds, Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina Amru Afa Maknin Truma LeBikurim. Also, one who verbally separated Truma from his produce before Bikurim gets Malkus. And the Gemara gives the sources for each Isser. Nishba, one who swears falsely or in vain, gets malchus because the pasuk in Parashas Yisro states, "Laisisa Hashem lekecha lashav ki lo yinaka Hashem isa asher yisa shmoy lashav." And from the word Hashem and ki lo yinaka Hashem, we expound, "Bezin shel male imanaka noise al bezin shel mata malka noise imanaka noise." Hashem will not absolve him through tshuva alone, but Bezin will absolve him by giving him malchus. And since lashav lashav shnei pa'am, the word lashav is written twice. The first refers to shvu shav, one who swears in vain, and the second refers to shvu sheker, one who swears falsely. Based on the principle of emeina in la shvu shav, tnei in la shvu sheker. Thus, we derive that for both shvu shav and shvu sheker, one does get malchus, even though they entail no action, merely words. And Ravo elaborates that Rabbi Yechon must be referring to achalti b'lo achalti. He swore that he already ate while he did not. And befeirush Rabbi Sotir is sheker dumya lashav. Just as swearing in vain refers to an oath regarding the past, one is only liable to malchus for a false oath regarding the past. Hamakalitz chaver b'shem. One who curses someone with Hashem's name gets malchus because the pasuk in Parashat Kiselve states, "Im leisishma liyiras Hashem anichbel dahanoira behef laHashem es malchuscha." One who is not careful and mentions Hashem's name for naught is punished with a flaw, and this refers to malchus because the pasuk of malchus states, "Ve'pilei hashevet v'kol lefanos." The Gemara explains that the pasuk refers only to makal chaver b'shem loike, one who swears falsely with Hashem's name, because for a makal, there's a negative azhara in the pasuk lisakal cherish. However, regarding shvuas emes ein loike, one who made a true oath with Hashem's name does not get malchus because the pasuk says b'shmei tishaveya, which implies that a shvuas emes is permitted. Regarding meiti shem shemem l'batale ein loike, one who merely says Hashem's name in vain does not get malchus because there's only a positive azhara from the pasuk es Hashem lekecha tira v'itzei savit. And now, who asara sasehu? A positive asara is not considered an asara for malchus. This discussion continues in the next daf.